Yesterday, big party there with the Blackhawks, and Zach Smith joins us. I didn't see you yesterday, Zach, but I was there.
Oh, yeah. I missed you there, Steve.
Yeah, me too. I was serving.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on this morning.
I appreciate you coming on. And listen, we got a nice thing happen on Sunday night. As opposed to a disappointing week, a very solid win over a very good Minnesota Wild team. I assume that felt different.
Yeah, that was a much needed win. It was a tough road trip for us, so it was nice to come back home and get 2 points, because it was a little disheartening trip, to say the least.
Zach, how do you guys look at where you are now? From do you pay much attention to where you sit in the standings, and also what lies ahead on the schedule for you, especially with Colorado coming in here tomorrow?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone says they try not to look at the standings, but, you know, it's inevitable. You gotta kind of have a marker of where you need to be, and we're not there yet. But, luckily it's a pretty tight division right now, and, you know, if we get on a little roll here, we can get right back in the mix.
We were talking to somebody yesterday about the fact that there's only a few of the older guys who experience these three cups. And a lot of guys, Zach just came over from Ottawa, and a lot of these guys are new to this team. Not yet. Look, the organization is great, Zach. I know you've experienced that from the great party yesterday, but all the things they do for the players. But you haven't had a chance to taste what it feels like to win a cup in Chicago. Is that hunger on the team? Does the team get how big a deal that is?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that was the talk right from camp. And, you know, I knew for me personally when I got traded, this summer, that was my first thought, is, you know, I'll have a legit opportunity to make a run for the cup. And that's still our mindset here. But so you can imagine how disappointed we are in the start, but we're still pretty confident in this room. And, you know, we've shown that we can be a little streaky if we start playing with confidence and get on a little roll. So, you know, we're still confident that we still have to play our best hockey yet. And, like I said before, with a little roll, we can get ourselves right back in the mix and in our division and hopefully find a way into a playoff spot here.
You had spent your whole career with Ottawa prior to this season. What's the adjustment been like for you coming to the Blackhawks?
I think I was a little naive to think it wouldn't be that much of an adjustment. I was 10 years with the organization in Ottawa, and, I thought it would just be a new city, but there's a lot to get used to. You have to get to know all the guys and coaching staff, the new system. So it was a bit of a change, but it's, coming to Chicago, which is, probably one of, if not the best organizations to play for, it made it in the end, it was an easier transition, and I feel like finally I'm a little more comfortable on the ice and around the room. I got to know all the guys and what the coaches want from me. So, feeling a lot more settled in over the past couple weeks.
How about Brittany and your family?
They're doing good. Wife's, she's getting pretty big here. We're expecting another baby in January, start of January here. So
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. We have one daughter right now. She's about a year and a half. And, so we're just kind of getting all set up for that and, getting the family in and enjoy a little Christmas here before it all, the havoc.
Before the wild.
Yeah, exactly.
The good news is the second one is easier than the first. The first, you're afraid you're going to break them. The second one, yeah. You'll be getting dressed for work, to go downtown. You'll be doing something else with the other kid. You'll have one kid under the arm while you're diapering the other. It does get easier.
Yeah, you learn on the go, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's when you pick up the pacifier and just put it back in their mouth.
Right.
It's been on the floor.
Right, yeah. Or you pick it up. It's bad before you pick it up, you lick it. And then you shove it in your kid's mouth. You get used to it. You get used to it. So it happens pretty quickly. I heard the squirt there in the background. You said she's a year and a half?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Ray. Yeah.
And I assume you love being a dad?
Yeah, it's been been a pretty crazy year and a half, but, you know, really enjoying it. The family loves it here in Chicago. You know, there's so much for my wife and, you know, the baby to do in town and just a lot of resources. So they're loving it so far. You know, just getting the little one ready for daycare right now. So
yeah, and she's
a little time.
And she's doing her real work. You're out there playing hockey. All right.
He carries the load here.
All right, so you're a winger. There's a guy named Patrick Kane on your team who's a winger as well. Can you believe the zone he's been in all season? I mean, he just looks like every night he could score a hat trick.
Yeah, it's, you know, when I was in Ottawa, we only got to play Chicago twice a year. So, you know, over a few years, you get a good idea, you know, watching players. But playing with him, it's something else to see what he does on the ice and basically how much respect he gets from the players when he gets the puck because, you know, he gets more room because he's going to put the puck through your feet. He's going to go around you. He's going to make a pretty amazing play. So he's a guy that gets a lot of respect. And when he does that too, at times he can do a lot of damage to the other team, especially on, you know, if he's set up on the half wall and on the power play, stuff like that. So it's been, you know, pretty cool to play on the same team with him, watching him play.
Well, you got two games with Colorado coming up this week. You play them twice right after Thanksgiving. It did not go well. I'm sure that's on the minds of the Blackhawks players going into this, but just give us a quick scouting report on what to expect in these games against the Avalanche.
Well, they're a really good team. I think they're very underrated, you know, and fast, too. Like, they're probably one of the fastest playing teams. You know, you got guys like McKinnon leading the charge. It's important to be aware of who's on the ice. And, you know, you talk about Kane, how he's on, you know, kind of feeling it this year. And I think, McKinnon's in the same boat too. He's kind of the straw that stirs the drink on that team. And, guys kind of follow suit. So we got our work cut out for it. We've had some, tough games against them so far. So, you know, it's a good test for us. Good opportunity to, you know, hopefully take 4 points of, you know, conference team.
Got to get them both, man. Got to get them both. But yeah, you know the cliche, you can only get one at a time. So let's start with two tomorrow night. And it's an early game, Dave.
It is 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the United Center. And then at first a back-to-back games, too, because then they go to Winnipeg and then they go to Colorado on Saturday. So busy couple days.
Yep, definitely a busy week. Well, Zach, stay healthy. God bless you with the new baby coming. Our best to Brittany as well. And Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go.
Thank you.
Zach Smith from your Chicago Blackhawks.